morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning. Oh, it's a beautiful Friday. Woohoo, TGIF. Made it through another week. How you doing, my friends? I'm Stacy Ann, and you are listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every single day. And I just want to throw out this wonderful, grateful expression to you. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your emails, your text messages, your messages on Messenger. Thank you for liking our Facebook page. It's so fun to connect with you. And I hung out yesterday afternoon at the Best Of at the Capitol steps. It was really interesting. The Capitol, of course, because of the pandemic and COVID-19, is still completely shut down. Yep. In fact, the statues out front that were defaced during the riots are still covered up. But on the steps of the Capitol, we had such a great time. There was a little tent set up there, and all the staff of the Best Of were there setting up and handing out the certificates, the gold and the silver certificates of all of the business, all the winners, taking pictures, handing out the beautiful magazines. And it was just a wonderful time. And I want to say thank you for showing up, saying hi. It was neat to hear that you've been listening and met special friends all day yesterday. And it just was a fun time. It's always good to connect, right? And it's always fun to make that face-to-face connection and see in person who's been listening. And thank you for telling your friends and your family to listen. I know sometimes 7 in the morning is a little early for some people, but certainly I want to remind you that we put the podcast up on the website, and you can find us at kslm.news and then like us on our Facebook page. We are news that you can use here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And I want to say thank you to our friend Bill Sunderland with Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, who is a sponsor of the morning show. You can get a hold of Bill by giving him a call at 503-885-0789. And looking at the news today for our friends up in Multnomah County, this is a great big day. Yes, finally. Mother May I said we can move into phase one in Multnomah County, right? Oh, yes. A little tongue-in-cheek, a little humor there. But Governor Brown did allow, finally, the last county in Oregon to go into phase one. And I have some friends. In fact, my very first job was in Multnomah County, working at the Hot Cake House in Portland. You may know it well. It's been around for many, many years. I worked with the Nosack family, and their son Dwight now is the runs the show there at the Hot Cake House, and they've been shut down all this time. And so they get to open up, and I know it's going to be doing things really differently. And as all the businesses, all of our community independent businesses, and even the retail, the, you know, what I call Mara generic businesses, have had to do it all differently. And there's some changes coming around the bend, even for those of us moving into phase two now. Movie theaters will be opening up, more things. Bowling alleys are going to be opening up, and now coming down the pike next Wednesday, they're trying to tell us that anywhere in the public space, indoor public space, we're going to have to be wearing masks. Now, that causes a little bit of a problem and a challenge for some of us, particularly those of us with breathing issues and needing fresh air. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. I think there's another press conference this morning with some more specific details on how that looks in businesses. Particularly, I'm wondering how that's going to work in a restaurant, right, or at a swimming pool. But we'll find those things out. And I know that we are watching for ways to help businesses. And that's what I love about the Best of Willamette Valley yesterday, helping, supporting, celebrating businesses. And you may or may not remember a couple weeks ago, I was sharing a story on the air with one of our guests, how I, after the first night of protests and rioting, I went downtown Salem, which I'm still getting familiar with, so many unique amazing little businesses in and out. If you haven't spent some time downtown walking the streets of downtown, looking at all the fun, unique restaurants, pubs, little boutiques, things of interest, touristy, everyday things that you might need, like getting your artwork framed and treasures. And you know, I've shared this, I love to go treasure hunting, right? But the kind of treasure, not only do I like secondhand things and repurposing things and all of that, garage sales, things like that, I like to find people. I like to connect with people because you all are so amazing, made in the image of God for a special purpose. And I think that's fun to connect with people. And so I'm strolling downtown on Sunday, the day after the riots and a lot of damage had been done downtown Salem. And I see this gal out front of her little boutique, her little store, giving away free items to the community. And I kind of happen in and I'm like, oh, this is, you know, started talking to her. Her name's Rebecca. And we start chatting and getting to know one another. And she has an upscale, I will call it, retail dress shop or woman's shop. And the cool thing is it sizes like from zero to plus sizes, I think up to like 20, 26, something like that. So wide range. And we started talking and we developed quickly a friendship. And I am so pleased to have her on the air with me today, and I'll introduce you to her. Let me tell you a little bit. First of all, we found out yesterday she's a gold winner, the best of Willamette Valley, and it was so cool. Here's this little shop that I've got to know. Rebecca, thank you for joining me this morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So I wander into the store, and there you are. And I have to say, friends, this little treasure on High Street, right? Is that what's your actual address?
214 High Street.
214 High Street. It's called The Trunk. So it's right next to the Elsinore Theater. And it's right, I think the next business right next to it is Bari, is that right? It's like a restaurant, wine bar type place. She's right tucked in between those two on High Street.
Actually, it's 241 High Street.
241 High Street. And it's called The Trunk. And she has a beautiful display. She's got talented and gifted ability to put color together, outfits together. She has jewelry. She has decorative items for your home as well as furniture. What am I missing? Tell me a little bit more. You tell me about your store.
My shop has, I've been open for 6 years now. I started in Silverton, so I've been on High Street for a year as of next month. So I will go into my second year on High Street in August. And I was in the Reed Opera House, if anybody remembers that. It's The Trunk. And right now I have kind of like continued my shop into the loft above my store. And so I have refurbished furniture. And I have some household items that are like vintage or super decor type, bright decor items. I have a lady that – I have a few people that are vendors in my shop. I have one lady that just moved in, and she does floral arrangements. And she has just really super cute, very reasonably priced floral arrangements. And I have another lady that is local, and she does soap and bath products, bath bombs. And they are very reasonably priced, and they're in my loft. And what else? I have a refurbished shabby chic, or you want to say farmhouse type furniture upstairs. I have right now, I have three table sets, two chairs and a table, and they're all completely different style, but kind of shabby chic, kind of. And my niece does that, so I sell her furniture, and there's some other furniture items upstairs. But in my clothing, in the clothing world, in my store, I have all sizes, all styles, women's stuff you could wear to a dance, stuff you could wear to the grocery store, stuff you could wear to a birthday party. I have a nice array of styles in my store. And I've been doing that for 6 years. In October will be my seventh year in business.
Wow, that's incredible. And so the neat thing about this store, it's a little unique, little different than
your typical consignment store. You go out, you're the shopper, you find the treasures, the things that are that you know people will like, and then you purchase them and resell them. Is that correct, how that works?
Pretty much, yes. I started out where I did a lot of in-store trade, like a store called Buffalo Exchange. I kind of mirrored what they do. I do some BOR, that's buy outright, at my counter if I have the financial ability to. But right now I'm just really thankful I'm still in business after this pandemic and I don't have too much money to purchase over the counter. But I do it if it's something that I think I can sell. If it's something I can sell, I might. But right now I do go out and I buy at garage sales. I buy at other thrift stores. I go out of town looking for stuff. I have an array of ways to find things, but I do some in-store trade as well, but I'm very light on that right now. The trading is, it's great, but it's not something I concentrate on anymore.
And you have jewelry pieces. I have spent some time in there and and looking at your jewelry. You have things from costume to finer jewelry items. And so if you're looking for that special gift for somebody.
I'm very gifty with the jewelry.
You can find something like my daughter-in-law's birthday's coming up and I just got this beautiful cross necklace.
Oh, yeah.
And I gifted her with it and she was thrilled, you know.
Right.
And so there's lots of opportunities for if you're looking for that special, unique something, not only for yourself, but someone else, you want to stop by the trunk.
I do have new, used, and resell jewelry. I do buy new, and when I buy it, I buy a lot at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I have some great brand-new earrings that other stores carry. I have some Ellen Conrad, which is a pretty well-known brand that's brand-new, because I buy it from the East Coast, actually, and it gets shipped in. So I do buy new. And I have used, and I have vintage, and I have homemade jewelry as well.
Mm-hmm. And you have some things for the hair as well.
I do.
You have some hats.
Hair ties.
And hair ties.
I have hats.
And an array of bags, handbags.
I do.
I think I saw a computer bag in there, you know, so a backpack
never know
type
what I
thing,
have.
You know, if you're looking for a day trip kind of bag. So there's a variety of things in the store. And it's neat. The first thing when you walk in, it just is the word is the vibe is very welcoming and very peaceful and fun. And you've really worked hard to create a fun experience going into the Trunk Boutique. And you said it's been 7 years, going on 7 years now?
Just finishing up my sixth year in October will be, I can't believe it, my seventh year.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yep.
When we come back from this break, I want to talk about where you were when you launched your store and what you were thinking and what you were doing prior to launching your store and where we're going to go from there. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. And when we come back from this break coming about, maybe you are like many others who are waiting for that unemployment check, the pandemic emergency unemployment compensation check. Yep, we've got some news on that. They're working through the 70,000 applicants that are out there, and they're trying to identify at least 35,000 people by notices sending out. They're trying to connect. They're working hard. I know they're going against the tide in a sense that they don't have the systems in place that they need. But I do have to give kudos to the Oregon Employment Department for really trying to stay in touch with everybody. We'll give you more details when we come back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. We'll be back. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood today. In fact, Already 57 degrees right here outside the KSLM News Talk Radio Studio. Today going to be up to 84. Oh my gosh, you're going to get the flip-flops out and the shorts. And don't forget to put the sunscreen on, right? There'll be some clouds, but it's going to be great through the weekend. Temperatures in the 70s all next week. Temperatures in the 80s. I like it. About that 78 degrees is like my prime with a little bit of wind blowing. And yesterday out on the Capitol steps with the best of Willamette Valley and hanging out with the crew there. Great crew, by the way. All of them just super excited and dedicated to helping businesses get out the good news about what they're doing. It just was a delightful time. I want to go through this a little bit because if you, like so many people that I know, are still waiting, maybe you're a gig worker, a specialty worker, a contract worker, and you have put in all the paperwork, you've done the weekly claims, and you still have heard nothing from the Oregon Employment Department. Tomorrow, which is today, and yesterday they did a Facebook post. Tomorrow we'll be mailing 35,000 notices to people who might be able to get pandemic emergency unemployment compensation. They give PEUC gives up to 13 extra weeks of unemployment benefits if your regular benefits run out. If you've already applied for it, the notice does not mean anything is wrong with your claim. We are required by federal law, which is good news, to send the notice anyway. If you have not yet started and you get the notice, we'll give you the information about your eligibility and make sure that you can get signed up. And so they're really trying. I'm kudos to them for communicating with us. I know it's extremely frustrating. And my question back to the Oregon Employment Department, it's been so long, and you know, the federal stimulus is now gone and people are really struggling. I have a girlfriend who her and her husband, he's on disability. It's just tough right now. Adult children had to come back home to help with some of the bills and things. I mean, these are real life up close things that are going on in life, and so we need to keep these people in prayer. But my question is, you know, you can't pay the phone bill, it's a cell phone bill. How are you going to get in contact with these people? If you can't get internet, can't pay the internet bill, how are they going to be on their computer? And so I'm glad to see that they're communicating via mail. Now, we talked about the best of and hanging out with them and this catalog that just came out. Actually, it's like a tabletop magazine, a little bit bigger than a Daily Bread, if you remember that, the little devotional, and smaller, about the Reader Digest size. It's a beautiful colored brochure featuring all of the winners, the gold and silver winners of businesses here in the Willamette Valley. And so excited to share with you a gold winner under the women's clothing store category is The Trunk. And my friend that I met just a few weeks ago is here in the studio with me, Rebecca. She is the proprietor. She started this business. She launched it. Let me tell you a little bit about what the read-up says in the magazine. I just love it. They're located on High Street, right by the Elsinore Theater, and tucked right in between Elsinore Theater and Bari. And it says, just because clothing was worn previously does not mean it cannot look fabulous on someone else, especially at a great price. The Trunk is a woman's resale boutique offering a carefully curated selection of clothing for women of all sizes. So you'll have your designer apparel, shoes, jewelry, accessories, and the changeover. Not only does the inventory change, but how she displays it makes it new and refreshing every day. And Rebecca, I'm just so glad you're here hanging out with me this morning. And I want to find out from you, how does one start a beautiful boutique like this? How did that even come about? How did you even get the idea? I know you say that you graduated from high school in Silverton, that was home, and you started it there. Tell me a little bit about your story.
Well, when my daughter graduated from high school in Silverton, where I graduated as well, Silverton, I decided to go to college with her. So we did 4 years of college together, and we graduated together. And I took business, of course, at Chemeketa. Mm-hmm. And I just decided I didn't really want to work for somebody else. I've tried to do a few stores in my life. It's not my first store. Mm-hmm. So I knew that if I did a clothing store, I could probably do it by myself and not have to have a partner, because I can move around the clothes. I can design everything. I didn't need a partner or employees. And I like working for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm an entrepreneur all the way. And some entrepreneurs, you know, most entrepreneurs, they fail a few times. So I thought, okay, so I have education. I know mm-hmm. how to do more advertising. I know how to work with the public better than ever because I took the classes. And I decided to do a clothing store actually the last couple years of college. And honestly, I've had people come in that I went to school with mm-hmm. at Chemeketa, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you're actually doing what you said you're going to do.
Yay.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, that's right. And I said, this has been not been an easy road, but here I am. And I just keep trying to improve my store. Mm-hmm. So I've been going since October of 2014, and I started in Silverton.
And you have you always in your whole life had that eye and that creativity to put things together and be able to decorate and do that? Not everybody's gifted like that. Has that just been something you've always been complimented your whole life about, making it so homey and so putting things, not only the clothing, but how you do the decor too?
I think I got some of that from my mom and my sisters. My sisters can sew. They can put anything together. My mom could take something that was absolutely nothing and make it look great.
Mm-hmm.
She could make an old couch look better. I mean, she just was amazing. So I learned from my roots of being raised with my mom and all my brothers and sisters. They're very creative people, builders, all kinds of different things in my family. So, but my sisters can sew, and I've watched that. They were great models in my life that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, I've had friends come along and teach me different things. But, yeah, a lot of stuff self-taught. But I always tell everybody I'm a seller, and I'm an organizer, and I love my store to be clean, by the way.
And it is.
And I'm a cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I can decorate. I've actually had somebody come in that lives in Mount Angel that is a professional decorator. And she complimented my store, and I've felt good ever since. She said, I think you could do this for other people,
yes,
she said.
I agree. I second that. And you have a way of using space. It's such a small, because you have the small store
small.
On the bottom level, mm-hmm. and then you have the loft up above, mm-hmm. and you have a way of making it look so inviting and not so, you know, small.
Right.
You do a great job with that, and that takes skill and talent. And it feels good to be in your calling, right? You're doing what you've dreamed of doing. You're living
yes.
a dream right now. And when we come back from this break, let's talk a little bit about how you've adapted and gotten through this COVID, and maybe bring some encouragement to some of these other business leaders as well, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. And I want to throw out there, if you know someone that you'd like to recommend to be a guest on the show, I'd love to interview them and find out what's going on in their life. Send me an email, Stacey, Stacey, @KSLM.news. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
It's a good morning indeed. Thank you for tuning in today. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. What are your plans this weekend? Ooh, it might be a good weekend to go on over to the coast or maybe up to Detroit Lake, get a nice hike in. It's a beautiful, beautiful weekend ahead, and get some fresh air and do what you need to do to stay encouraged, right? Because I know if you can just start looking at the news, the mainstream news, you can get a little, I don't know, I get that little stirring in the pit of my stomach, like, ooh, really? This is what we're dealing with right now? And there's no better way to stay in a place of peace and rest than being outdoors, for me anyway, and taking in nature. And I look at the birds and the animals in the fields, and they don't seem to be stressed or worried. They don't even know there's a pandemic going on. They're just doing their thing. And so if we can learn from nature and have some kind of inspiration from it, I think we're all the better for it. And if you've been outdoors and you've been working in your yard, maybe you've been planting flower beds and rearranging things in your house, maybe you've done a remodel and you're wondering, what am I going to do with all this stuff I don't need anymore? Well, let me remind you that we have our friends at Clayton Ward Recycling. They're accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. They're also accepting cardboard, newspaper, and office paper. There may be some charges, but many of these items have no charges at all. There's no waiting there. Easy unloading, fast and friendly service. Family-owned and operated for 50 years, Clayton Ward Recycling off of Mainline Drive in Kaiser. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. Call 503-393-8700. In the studio with me today, we are talking about just resell and boutiques and shopping downtown Salem. And I have, it's so fun to say this too, the gold winner recipient, the Trunk Boutique, downtown Salem. Rebecca, yes, thank you for being here today, and we're having fun. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about your history in Silverton and getting started, but out of that Silverton experience, you moved to Salem. You moved to downtown Salem, and you went to one of my very favorite places. I remember as a kid wandering through the Reed Opera House. It was just like a mystery unveiled, you know, and all these different little rooms and little boutiques and things. As a kid, as a teenager, you got to be there for a few years. Talk to me a little bit about being there and why you moved to Main Street on High Street there, just down from the Elsinore. How did that even happen?
Let's see. In January of 2018, I decided to do a second store in Salem in the Reed Opera House. And so I rented a space and developed it and put it all together. And I tried to have two stores for a while, Silverton and Salem. But one person having two stores is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and opened and made it all pretty and tried to do two stores, and then I decided to hone up and just do one and let my Silverton store go. But I was in the Reed Opera House. I was inside. I didn't have the window.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked really hard to get people in there. I had the signs out every day, and I put a rack on the cement. But one day, about a year into having my store there at the Reed, I had someone mention the spot that I'm in now,
mm-hmm,
to me and said, I wonder if you could put your store over there and I wonder if it would fit. And I at first I was like, yeah, no, you know. And then one day I just kind of walked over there and I was like, huh.
Right.
You know, I was like, I would have my own storefront. I wonder if I could swing this deal. So I made an appointment and you know, the rest is history. I moved out of the Reed June of last year. I took July to revamp my mm-hmm life and figure out what I'm doing with my shop. And I reopened August 1st of last year at 214 High Street and next to the Elsinore. And that was the big move that I decided I wanted to be by all those wonderful restaurants that
mm-hmm
I'm next to. I'm in a building. The Pacific Building is just full of restaurants.
Yes, it is.
There's Pita Pit, and mm-hmm there's a sushi place. There's Table 508.
Yeah, there on the corner.
508. Yes. Table 508. I want to say 503 because of our zip code. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Table 508, which is the address of State Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tucked between State Street and Ferry. And I'm next to the wonderful Elsinore Theater. It's so beautiful
mm-hmm
and historic, and
mm-hmm
it's just a pleasure to be by them. And I wish they'd open back up.
And you're right around the corner from that new Fork 40, which is like
yes
an indoor eating park in a sense. There's all
right
these eclectic little businesses. So when you go down to try that restaurant, actually there's many restaurants inside this building.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it used to be a Chinese restaurant. Come around the corner, and there you are. You look across the street, and you see your signs and stuff, and it's just a beautiful experience. You know, so you open up in August. You go through your fall and you get into February,
yeah,
you get through Christmas, you get into February, and then you hear about the pandemic. How did you hear that you needed to close your shop?
Oh, it's just all the other businesses, you know, saying, hey, we have to close, and the news, and we were all really worried about it. But at first it was like, okay, we're just going to do this. And then I was like, gosh, how am I going to get through this? So I went ahead and closed my shop like everyone else. And it's not the easiest time of the year to do December, January, and February for used clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big – I do better at the other times of the year.
Right, right.
So I was going into where I'm actually going to make a living, I
mm-hmm
hope, you know.
Yes.
To oh, it's COVID.
Yes.
So that was tough. I just honed down and just – was careful with things. You know what I did do, though, is I made appointments on my on my Facebook page, and people would make appointments. And
good.
The good thing about appointments is when people make appointments, it's because they're looking to buy something.
Right, right.
So I would go in and happily open the store for people that wanted to come in and shop. And it wasn't – it was hit and miss. It wasn't all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it helped me get through.
Yes. Your customers that you have a relationship with. Because
yeah.
location's important. Relationship's important. Both of those things. And what you have is a skill. Friends, if you're looking – like for me during the pandemic, during the last 4 months, Terry and I have been on this re-eating plan. We've both actually slimmed down. And so the clothes weren't fitting. And when you go into most places, you can't even try things on. So how do you buy something that you can't even try because you don't know the fit or whatever. So this was my first experience. And what's neat about Rebecca, she's like you always see like on those shows on TV, you know, people having personal shoppers and people assisting putting an outfit together. She is very skilled at putting and designing an outfit. And now we will say this is for the gals. And I know we have a large audience of guys that listen. So if you have gals in your life, you can make the recommendation of the trunk, but you do go through and you help. You have this about you. I don't even know the right word.
Niche.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That you can kind of see the person's style and find things that because you know your store.
Yeah, it
you
comes with 6 years. And yes. I kind of look at you and I'll like, oh, they like bohemian or they like sexy clothes or they like something for office or, oh, they're dressed like this or that. And I'll be like, is this your style? And yes, I do help people shop. I definitely could say I'm a personal shopper for sure.
Yes, so you have that skill. So you're getting that as a bonus. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with some of the downtown businesses and that it really is a family down there, isn't it?
In a lot of ways, yes, we are. I am one to be proactive and know who's around me. I know a lot of the business owners, especially on, just in the downtown core. I've got to know the owner of Gatsby, the Freckled Bee. I know all my immediate neighbors there on my block. Unfortunately, we lost the bar next to me, and there is someone looking for that, looking at that right now. But I'm pretty close, and I talk to the donut shop on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Oh, I should know too, but it looks like it's lovely donut bakery shop.
And
yes.
I can't think of the name of it. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll come to me. But I've gotten to know quite a few of, I should have wrote them down, of the restaurants and who's around me. And it is nice because we're like a little community. And actually through the pandemic, we helped each other a lot. You know, we all kind of watched out for each other's businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all scared.
And now downtown, and if you look at the Statesman Journal today, friends, you'll see that they're talking about the city is looking at ways to help benefit the city council, the downtown businesses. And it says, city to close streets to expand outdoor dining and really trying to encourage Oregonians, you know, to be a destination, especially being outside and eating outside with some of the things that are happening with mask requirements and things being indoors. I think this will be a great attraction for people wanting to eat outside if the weather cooperates. And so selected blocks of downtown Salem will soon be closed off to car traffic to allow businesses on those blocks to spread seating and shopping space. So this will be a good thing. You can put your racks outside and you're looking forward to it. Have you heard anything about this other than in the paper?
I've heard a little bit, but I was just going to say, I know what the donut shop is. It's Bear Scat.
Oh.
And they are from they're a North Dakota company, just in case anybody didn't know. Bear Scat Donuts is real reasonable, and they're on the corner where it's been other things, but the Bear Scats, that's a nice donut shop. And then there's Da Vinci's by me as well. Da Vinci's.
And that's a fine dining.
I saw they dine outside.
Yes, and I saw that they had even clothing requirements when I walk by. So I've had an opportunity the last couple of weeks. Rebecca had an opportunity to go see her daughter and her granddaughter and daughter's family in North Dakota, and I had an opportunity. I call it sitting. I was like babysitting in a sense. Her shop and hang out with people downtown. I got to experience a little bit of the atmosphere downtown, and as businesses are reopening, it's very friendly, very safe. There hasn't been as much homeless traffic down in that area as some other parts of town, but I really encourage you to take the time to go, and we'll watch the city council thing and see what happens if we'll be able to expand. You think they'll be expanding to the streets then a little bit, it sounds like. It'll be a festive time for sure. We're visiting with Rebecca. She is the proprietor of The Trunk, a fun little boutique downtown, and she has won the Gold Award through the Best of the Willamette Valley. So fun to connect here in Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem, Kaiser, Woodburn, Turner, Mount Angel. Hey, maybe I'll go up to Mount Angel today or over the weekend. I hear that's a fabulous area and community as well. And I know there's all kinds of fun little treasures and relationships to meet. And that's the beauty. Really, you know, we can choose how we look at each and every day, and we can get overwhelmed by the negativity, or we can choose to look at the positive and find treasures. And one of the treasures in my life is meeting Rebecca. She has been just a gift, and you're not only your store, which is so fun and an experience, but to meet you and your positive outlook and your willingness to help. And people, when I sat your store, when I helped you, people were looking for you. They miss you. They will want to make sure you made it through aww, COVID. And it's fun to see the relationships that you've developed. And that's really when you launch out as a business leader in a community and you take the risk. You're the one signing that contract, not knowing if you'll ever sell anything, you know, and it's a risk whether you're in a restaurant business or a resale business like this, a retail business. You know, for me, I've had businesses from home that for many years where I do consulting and I do life coaching, and I've had my own little direct sales business out of my own home. And it's one thing to have it from home. You know, you don't have a lot of that overhead, but when you sign that contract to pay that rent and you have all of those obligations and then COVID hits, you've weathered the storm of COVID and now you come through. So what are you doing now as you reopen and you have your hours? What are your hours now?
I am open daily 12 to 5. Mm-hmm. So each day of the week, even Saturday and Sunday right now, I'm open 12 to 5. I'm there usually before or after that, but I'm always open 12 to 5, mm-hmm, or try to be. And things happen, unfortunately, sometimes. Because I'm a one-man band, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I so those are my hours, and in the mornings I go out and I find new stuff. That's what I do in the mornings.
So you go out and you're looking for treasure, mm-hmm, to put in your store.
Mm-hmm.
So garage sale season is on,
yep,
and you like to hit a lot of the, you know, probably the thrift stores and things like,
yep,
that. Let me ask you this. Do you have any specials going on, any sales going on right now through the weekend?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week, all my used items in the store. I have a couple of vendors that sell new stuff, so I can't do that. But I am doing 20% off my store Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12 to 5. So this Friday, Saturday, Sunday is 20% off my store for my used items and my furniture upstairs.
And if you're looking for that piece for the 4th of July, I'm just going to throw this out there. There's some beautiful ideas for 4th of July, some kind of rustic, what do you call it, shabby chic type,
yep,
flags.
They're
and
like
things
a plaque,
like that. Yeah,
like a wall sign.
Hanging, or it could be in your man
wall
cave,
hanging, yes,
maybe
that's
a man cave type thing, or
mm-hmm,
a she shed. Or
and they are on my page, on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And so you can find The Trunk on Facebook. Facebook.com/womensresale, The Trunk. Find them on Facebook, and it has all how you can get their directions and all of that. And so when you go out, like say you're going to go out garage selling, do you just kind of go, do you have something in mind, like things specifically you're looking for in your store, like accessories or bags?
The absolutely best stuff I can get.
Anything
I look
you
for
can
the
find.
Big names, of course, because mm-hmm, people like big names. But I look for cute. I like stuff to be really super cute on my floor, and you know, no damage, of course. So I inspect it right at the garage sale,
mm-hmm,
or at the wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
I just I look for the very best, and I do big sales sometimes where I just let everything go super inexpensive. So if you go to my Facebook page and you follow me, you're going to catch a deal. I mean, I just recently, that's how I met
that's
you.
That's how we met, yes.
Did a giveaway. I gave away about 300 pieces of clothing out on the sidewalk. I put it on Facebook and Craigslist, and I just let it rip. I said, everybody bring their own bags. Just take what they want. That they could use, and don't take my hangers. So I gave away quite a bit of clothes that day. I had two pieces on the rack when I was done.
Well, and talk about giveaway as well. Because you're a recipient of the Gold Award in the Best of the Willamette Valley,
Yeah. You
have some of these wonderful catalogs,
Yes. Too,
that you're an outlet. You're a place where people can stop by
That's right. And
pick up the catalog, see your shop. Did you get a frame yet for your award? I encourage you to get a frame.
No, but I got it
that.
Last night, and it's sitting in my shop. I'm mm-hmm. going to go find a pretty...
Pretty
something
frame.
Pretty for it.
Yes.
Also, I just want to let everybody know I'm on Google. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Yelp and Facebook, The Trunk Women's Resell. If you don't like Facebook, you can do Instagram. Mm-hmm. If you don't like Google, you can look. I mean, I have four different options to find me online. So.
Mm-hmm. And you can try clothes on there as well. So you can. It's really kind of nice because anymore, it's for me anyway, I like to be able to make sure it fits right before I purchase it. You know, your prices are so reasonable.
Thank you.
From you can get a blouse for $5 all the way up to, you know, depending on the name brand and the
right. Style
and all of that.
I'd say 5 to 25.
Yeah.
And 25 is like... It'd have to be like brand new and really amazing. So,
mm-hmm. And Yeah. Fine dresses, like if you're looking for a dress for a special occasion.
Oh, I have them.
Whether it be a dinner, a fancy dinner or a reception. Maybe you've got a wedding you're attending or going to be
just
in.
A garden party.
Or a garden party.
I have them all.
Or a summer dress and you have some shorts and athletic wear.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the variety never ends. So
Yes. That's
incredible.
Hoodies.
Is there, if someone wanted a call to make an appointment still, maybe their
Yes. Schedule
doesn't work 12 to 5. Is there a phone number somewhere that they can
Yeah, my phone number is 503-991-4599. And yes, I can take appointments up to 8 o'clock at night. And that is an option on my Facebook. You can just log in and make an appointment with me, and then I'll accept it, or I'll change it around and give you a message. We can message that way. So on my Facebook, you can actually make an appointment for shopping up to 8 o'clock at night, 7 days a week.
Fantastic. That's awesome. And what encouragement do you have for someone who's thinking, particularly this time, that they want to launch it, their own entrepreneurial thing? What would you say to them?
Breathe. Plan. I started putting stuff away in my garage 2 years before I opened. I would go yard selling or wherever and put stuff away. I had a lot of stuff put away. You have to, like, plan. You have to find out even before where you are. You have to even, like, decide your name. And there's just so much stuff. But I love it.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. And there are ways that you can stay encouraged during COVID-19 and even with all the added regulations and things that businesses have to do. You've made a way, and I want to say congratulations. And what a great thing to get awarded and receive this award at a time where I'm sure it's a little overwhelming, because even a couple days that I was there, no one came in. It was
quiet,
and there was no sales. So
that's
I'm sure
right. It's
easy to get discouraged. But we're here to encourage you and tell you good job and celebrate you. And I encourage our listeners to go in and say hi to Rebecca. Stop by, get your little magazine, The Best of Willamette Valley, and see all the wonderful businesses downtown
Yes. Salem.
Thank you, Rebecca, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
I hope your adventure today finding treasures is very
adventurous. Yeah, come in and see what I found today.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're heading into the weekend. In fact, we haven't really talked about that. All you dads out there, granddads, pops, papas, happy Father's Day. Yes, Father's Day right around the corner. You have a fantastic weekend. We'll join you again, Lord willing, on Monday morning. Until then, remember, no matter what you're facing, over, under, around, or through, whatever's in your way, you and I, we're going to overcome it, right? Stay encouraged. Be blessed. We'll see you Monday.